ラジオ ETC。 今日は翻訳家としても活躍されている ETC のロバート先生のお話をお聞きします。ロバート先生がかつて日本の漫画の翻訳をしていた時、どうしても英語に訳せない言葉があったそうです。それはこんな表現です。
But there was one example from all those words that was a difficult example, which was there was one scene and the characters were talking and it was just a normal, I think it was an apartment somewhere in Tokyo, maybe not so different than my apartment. Two characters were talking, it was a boy and a girl, and they were having not an argument, but like a lover's disagreement, you know, a quarrel, we say, you know, about something. And, they were talking, not arguing, but just talking. And maybe they decided to not separate, but their relationship wasn't going so well. So there was some conflict, okay. And then one of the characters leaves the room, and then one character is by himself. And then we have the sound, right, that was introduced, the sound word that was introduced. So you know, he's alone in the room. And then there's this shin sound, right, in Japanese. And I had heard that sound, you know, in conversation before, maybe in Japanese, but I had never been asked to translate it, right? This was my job. So, you know, I had to think about this, and this was maybe the primary example that gave me a insight into the differences between how we consider sound words in English and then the separation of sound words into Gyōngo and Gitaigo in Japanese. So, you know, there's a sound right here in this scene, but the question is, where is the sound, you know? And that is the point that I, you know, want to talk about. Where is that sound, you know? So the sound is, it's everywhere in that scene. It's nowhere in that scene. It's both outside his body in the room, and it's inside him, right? So it's physically, it's the sound of silence, right? It sounds like a Simon and Garfunkel song, right? It's the sound of silence. But psychologically or emotionally, it represents solitude, loneliness, isolation, maybe. Not so strongly, but there's a hint of those things in the sound, so. And I don't know of a way or a word, or I don't know that word in English, and I know a lot of words in English, but I don't know that. I'm not saying that that word doesn't exist, it might exist, but as a sound word, right? So you express the sound of no sound, which is a lonely feeling sound, with a word that is a sound word. Is that okay? It's kind of complicated. So you make clear what is not clear. You know, it's like, that's difficult to say. It's like taking it's not a good example, but taking a glass of water, and you don't see the water really, but if you put some dye or some color, then you can maybe see something like that. You know, you're making it visible or perceptible or something like that. So anyway, that was a big challenge for me, and then I realized that I should probably not do this job as a professional. I could do it, you know, it's you know, they gave me the work, I could finish my work, and I could do the job, but it's so difficult for me that I enjoy it. Okay, it's extremely enjoyable, but not as something. I don't want to make those decisions. I don't want to say, well, we have to keep this sound word. Let's cut this sound word. I think if you're making those kind of decisions, especially with manga. Okay, and again, I like manga, but I just have a very normal level of knowledge and very normal level of manga, you know, admiration. I'm just a very general reader, but I think if you're translating those words in English, or if you're even making editorial decisions or translation decisions, let's keep this, let's cut this, let's change this, I think you're losing a lot of the original beauty of the manga, actually. So I would actually recommend to a Western fan of manga, you know, they have to learn Japanese. Otherwise, they're not really reading it, or they're not really understanding it if it's translated. For other kinds of literature, I think it may be quite different. But anyway, that genre, right, manga, has a strong representation of those sound words.
So what was your, how did you translate scene?
I didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah, no, that was the word that what can I say? That's the word that broke me.
Okay.
You know, I was defeated by that word, actually.
And so then, yeah. Recognition, there was no.
There's no sound. Yeah, there's no. We didn't do anything.
日本語のシーンという言葉が話し声のない静まり返った部屋の無音の音を表しているだけではなく、恋人と喧嘩をして一人ぼっちになってしまった人が感じた寂しさをも表現していることをロバート先生は気づきました。外面だけではなく人の心の内面も表すこのシーンという言葉を、この日本語に対する英語を見つけることができず、この場面は英訳されなかったとのことです。番組のトランスクリプトは ETC のホームページで確認することができます。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回はローバト先生の翻訳に対するこだわりについてお話をお聞きします。どうぞお楽しみに。